Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Solomon Wilcots just moments ago giving us his thoughts on the Browns' draft positioning here. Do you take a wide receiver at 54? And then he drops the bombshell that he's hearing that could still be something that happens in this draft, Greg Newsome, for a second-round pick. And obviously it matters where in the second round you are. I mean, if you could get a top 40 pick for Greg Newsome, I don't know how that – I mean, listen, I'm being a hypocrite here. I'm already on PFF doing their mock simulator because it got me so jazzed up, the idea of getting that high of a pick for a nice player. But I don't think a core piece – like – so I'm just full disclosure. It got me hyped about the draft, but like at the same point, if you're not going to re-sign Greg Newsome, a top 40 pick or a top 45 pick in this draft, alongside having 54 mm-hmm. and 80, that goes a long way for making up for the fact you don't have a first round pick for the third straight year.
It does. The one thing I get the market for nickel cornerbacks, third corners is not as big as it is for the outside position. It's so wild, man. I think the nickel position is more valuable sometimes than the guys that can play the outside press coverage because this is from experience. I think it's a tougher position to play. If you have a really good one, that's why I'm a little hesitant to talk about trading Greg Newsome. But again, what's the value?
So can I tell you just what you said? What makes me hesitant to trade Greg is the versatility. He can play inside and out. And he's not as good on the outside as he is. I mean, I think he is one of the better nickel corners in the NFL. I do. Like, if you said he's the best nickel corner in the NFL, I wouldn't have a problem with that. I also agree with Solomon, you don't pay nickel corners. I mean, like, because
you want to. Eventually they're going to, I'm telling you.
Well, but not the way you're going to pay an outside corner like Denzel or an outside corner like Stephon Gilmore when he was Defensive Player of the Year.
That's fair.
But, like, if we just say nickel corner, is Greg Newsome replaceable? I think the answer is yes. Because I think Cam Mitchell showed you last year that he can play that at a high level. I think they struck gold with him. We've talked so much about DeJuan Jones. We've kind of forgot about Cam. Cam was overexposed early in the season, and by the end of the season, I thought he was one of their better corners. So, on the inside, I'm pretty confident you've got the guy if you want to move on from Newsome. The problem is it's the outside. I know Browns fans have a lot to say about Greg playing on the outside. Guys, not many corners can go from the nickel to bumping outside and still be, at the very least, a league average corner on the outside. He's elite on the inside, and he is at least average, if not better, on the outside.
Yeah, like Martin Emerson's not going to play inside.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, he's too lanky. I don't think he's got the quick twitch to do it. He's a great outside corner because you can get up on the line of scrimmage and he's got those long arms that can get on to a wide receiver. Newsome is, again, I think his body type is built for that position. And I like him. I think it really gives Jim Schwartz a lot of versatility when you've got a guy that can sort of lock down that slot position.
Now, I think some of the teams that might make sense, a team like Arizona, which has, I want to say, three picks in the top 35. That might be a team, and they have, I think they have something like double-digit picks. That might be a team. And they have cap space coming up, and Monty Ossenfurt is kind of trying to get that team off the ground. I think they're going to try and win this year because they're staying with Kyler. And who knows? They could actually trade down out of four and pick up even more top picks. So I think Arizona makes it. Green Bay has kind of been a spot where Green Bay needs corners, and they just need talent. And they've got, I think it's the Jets' second-round pick this year. So, like, that's a spot. For me, a second-round pick, and especially if it's a high second-round pick, like, the first pick of the second round is Carolina. You're not getting that. Carolina needs every pick that they have because they're massively rebuilding. But, like, once you get into the Washington, Arizona, like, anything from there to about pick 45 is really interesting to me. Honestly, any second-round pick. But the later you get into the second round, I'd also want a fourth rounder. Because I think the value in Greg Newsom, I think that versatility has massive value in the NFL. I don't know, like, value is not one for one. But, like, I think people looked at the Carlton Davis deal going from Tampa to Detroit. And it was basically Carlton Davis and 2 sixths for a third rounder. That's not one for one because Carlton hasn't been consistently good. Greg has been against all odds. Greg is seen as a starting cornerback in the NFL, and that versatility, I think, is what might get you multiple. And that's, to me, that's what I'm looking for. Give me a second and a fourth, and to me, it's a no-brainer. Anything less than that, and I really have to think about it. But if you can pick up, and it's not just because I love the draft, and it's not just because here's the thing. You then have a second and a fourth. You've got three picks in the top 100. Mm-hmm. So effectively, I know it's not a, you still don't have a first round pick. It's like you have a first round pick because you have three picks in the top 100. And then I know the strength of this draft is a top 100. When you get into that fourth round, when you get into the first 20 picks in the fourth round, you have a chance to get a guy that you still have that day one value on that might be able to be like a Dewan Jones. Like a guy, like honestly, I thought, oh my gosh, who's the other guy? It's not MJ. It's another player that I really love that has turned out from the, like, who's a fourth rounder. My brain's not working right now. But the point is, like, you have a chance at four top 100 players if you get a nice second round pick and an early fourth. Like that to me is, I said it's a no-brainer. Do you agree with that?
I still have to know what it is. I don't know.
So if it's like the 35th pick, I'm just saying the Arizona thing because that, again, that's just been in my brain lately. The 35th pick and the 110th pick.
I think about it.
Wow. Just you'll think about it? Nothing else?
I don't know, man. You know what Greg Newsom is, and you drafted him.
So you're actually where I usually am on stuff like this.
Like, I hate giving away players that are good for an unknown commodity.
Yeah, no, I think that's fair. And I think in the NFL, we've gone too far in one direction with this. Like, well, I'll just, like the, oh, what Tennessee did. I don't want to pay A.J. Brown what he wants to be paid, so I'm going to trade him to Philly for the 17th pick and take Treylon Burks. That, on face value, you took a guy that was worth a first rounder and turned him into a first round wide receiver that matched his skill set. The problem is Treylon Burks is booty cheeks. So I see what you're saying. This to me is not so much, I mean, yes, you want to get A1 value for Greg Newsom. Here's the other thing. You're trying to turn a strength, and this is why I think it makes sense. I don't think they just have three quality starting corners. I think the one thing I trust Andrew Berry to draft definitively is cornerbacks. He got Greg Newsom. He got MJ Emerson. I love Cam Mitchell. Like, dude, I don't know if this guy can draft a wide receiver to save his life. I don't know if, and I'm a little skeptical about his work on the defensive line, which is where I care. He still hasn't drafted, outside of Dewan, a definitive, like, hey, this guy's going to be your starting center for a decade. But when it comes to corners, that's the place he's hit. And turning that strength into a surplus around the rest of your roster, because I think ideally, if you get four picks in the top 100 and you actually hit on these guys, you won't have to live and die by the one-year contracts. This is like, I think the way Andrew's building the roster is totally valid, by the way. Like, he's doing it, I don't want to say he's piecemealing it, but when you're relying on one-year contracts every year, there is an element of risk.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You know, when you're relying on 35-year-old guys, when, again, I'd prefer those guys. Like, dude, that's how Arizona with Bruce Arians was able to win a loaded NFC West and be a playoff team, despite having Carson Palmer at maybe not the best part of his career on the team, as they just signed everybody else's cast-offs who were 33-year-old guys who still had some ball to play. That's not a recipe for a 10-year window. And so this draft is way more important than I think some Browns fans might realize, and I think then Browns media is giving it credit for. It's not just, I want to get good and horny about the draft. Although, I will be honest with you, I want to get good and horny about the NFL draft. It's not just that, though. It is about the ability to restock. And I think Andrew, the last 2 years, has proven where these picks would come is his sweet spot. Again, we don't have a huge foundation of work that this guy is going to hit all on his first round picks and it's going to look great. But we do know, he got MJ Emerson in the third round, right? Mm-hmm. He got DeJuan Jones in the fourth round. He got Grant Delpit in the second round. That's turned around. Oh, my God. Oh, JOK in the second round. Like, this is where I trust him to draft, and I trust him to replace Greg Newsome adequately. Because here's the thing. I think you also probably spend a top one of your first five or six picks. If you trade Greg, one of your first picks in the top five rounds probably has to be a corner as well.
Yes, and you have to hope that you can hit on that player just like you did Emerson.
This got me going, man.
Hey, listen, here's the one thing I would say about this proposition, Nick, ooh, is that it does
lurid
give a little juice to Friday night or tomorrow night.
So he said it could happen Thursday night, which I think is really interesting. And again, that doesn't mean it's going to be for a first round. I think he set the value at like a second rounder for Greg Newsome. And if we think back to Andrew Berry, Andrew Berry said, we see value in the cornerback position and having three starting corners. I'm not going to give that away. So I'm not expecting just a trade to make a trade. I think one of the things I like and respect most about Andrew is, and I think actually it's very akin to what the Guardians do. The Guardians set a price on a player and say, this is our price. And if you don't pay it, that's cool. We don't need to trade with you. And it pisses other teams off in baseball. It does. And people grouse all the time. Oh, they're unrealistic. It's like, yeah, dude, it's their property. They get to decide what they give it up for. I think Barry does that as well as any GM in the NFL. Howie Roseman does a great job, too. Of like, hey, this is the value. Mm-hmm. This is what you're going to pay. And if you don't, cool, we don't need it. So some of this is just, I trust I trust Andrew that if he makes the trade, he's getting max value for Greg Newsom.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.